Hello and welcome. My name is Sibusi Sivincama and you are listening to the South African Crime News Podcast. And in today's headlines, we have a police clampdown in drugs and liquor outlets during Vuthuhawe operations, a suspected tower battery thief arrested after exchanging a fire with police, and Limpopo Provincial Commissioner assembles team to track down suspects who forcefully took a woman from her home and sped off. So without wasting much time, let's dive into this and more right here on the South African Crime News Podcast. For our first headline today, police clamped down in drugs and liquor outlets during Vuthuhawe operations. In a media statement provided by the South African Police Service, Office of the Provincial Commissioner Western Cape, Vuthuhawe operations were in full swing in the Southern Cape with the closing down of drug and liquor outlets as well as the confiscation of various illicit goods over the past weekend. These focused crime combating operations were conducted at crime-ridden areas with a specific aim to prevent crimes which threaten the safety of communities. The operations commenced on Thursday evening, 14 May 2022, until Sunday morning and included targeted search and seizure operations, vehicle patrols, roadblocks, as well as vehicle checkpoints. On Thursday, 13 May 2022, Eden Cluster Crime Combating Team members, George Crime Intelligence and Kwanokthula police members, armed with search warrants, conducted crime intelligence-driven operations at two houses at Kranzhoek and Kwanokthula Plattenbay, respectively. These forces confiscated 102 mandrax tablets, 6 quarters and 4 halves, as well as 11 thick straws. The police arrested a 49-year-old man on a charge of dealing in drugs. And the other two, a man aged 28 and woman aged 27, were arrested on the charge of possession of drugs. Meanwhile, combined efforts by Rural Flying Squad Orcheron and Gamma Scope Crime Prevention Unit members resulted in the arrest of 3 suspects aged 32 and 50 on charges of selling liquor without a license. The operations were conducted at various premises at Bongulethu, a Smarty town, and Thabompeki Square at Orcheron. These forces confiscated more than 350 litres of liquor and 5,000 rand. The cash is believed to be proceeds of the illegal liquor trade. Furthermore, Thembalethu police members also conducted a sting operation when they pounced on a known liquor outlet at Silvertown, Thembalethu, on Friday, 13 May 2022. The members confiscated various types of liquor and arrested a 35-year-old woman on a charge of selling liquor without a license. All arrested will appear in court once charged. These arrests, as well as confiscations, form part of concerted efforts by police to eradicate substance abuse, which contributes to serious and violent crimes mostly reported over weekends. Similar operations will be conducted to rid communities of drugs and eradicate substance abuse. And for our second headline today, suspected tower battery thief arrested after exchanging fire with police. The Tsetsang police fought fire with fire and arrested one of the 3 suspects who attempted to steal batteries at the Netrick Tower on Saturday night. In a media statement provided by the South African Police Service, Office of the Provincial Commissioner Free States, apparently on Saturday, 14 May 2022, at about 10 p.m., the police spotted a suspicious white Toyota Quantum from Vicksburg driven in the direction of Witsie's Hook Lodge. They called for backup, but the vehicle disappeared. They went to check at the tower next to the lodge's checkpoint and noticed the 3 people busy cutting the cables at the tower. When police got closer to the tower, the suspects started shooting at them and they retaliated. One of the 3 suspects, aged 58, was caught and arrested. It was established that he was wounded during the exchange of fire with police. He was found in possession of breaking implements, copper and hacksaw, computer cables, and three motherboards. The suspect is expected to appear before the Tsitsang Magistrate Court soon, facing charges of attempted murder, damaging of essential infrastructure, and possession of copper. I want to applaud our members for their bravery. Hopefully, community will also assist in being our eyes and ears to win the war against crime, said Free State Provincial Commissioner Lieutenant General Bale Motsenyane. And for our third headline today, Limpopo Provincial Commissioner assembles a team to track down suspects who forcefully took a woman from her home and sped off. The Provincial Commissioner of Police in Limpopo, Lieutenant General Thembi Hadebe, has established a team of investigators to track down the suspects who were allegedly seen taking a woman by force and shoving her into the boot of a motor vehicle at Gapademi village under Hlogolo police area outside Groppesdal and driving off on Monday, 9 May 2022 at about 10 a.m. In a media statement provided by the South African Police Service Office of the Provincial Commissioner Limpopo, Rifilwe Malope, age 31, was allegedly seen by neighbors being forcefully shoved into the boot of a white Toyota sedan by two unknown men who thereafter sped off in the direction of Motsepiri. The information at our disposal is that the victim was allegedly approached by one of the suspects under the pretext that he was looking for assistance as his vehicle was having a breakdown in the village. And when the two arrived at the car, the second suspect suddenly emerged and the two forcefully put the lady into the boot of the car. The neighbors were apparently alerted by the frantic screaming of the victim. The police were called and search operation for the victim and the hunt for the suspects were immediately launched. The provincial commissioner has urged community members to assist the police in tracking down the suspects and also help them find the woman. The motive behind this incident is still unknown at this stage, and we make an appeal to anyone with information to contact Detective Sergeant Amos Tekupi on 082-775-5462 or Crime Stop on 0800-10111, or may use the My SAPS app, callers may opt to remain anonymous and any information received will be regarded as confidential. Moving on to some other news, police calls for assistance to help locate a missing man. The police in Bedwang would like to request the community's assistance in locating Lamor Mueletsi, age 23, who is residing at the Mocheko section, Dikepo village. According to information received, he was last seen by his mother on Wednesday, 4th of May 2022 at about 6 p.m. In a media statement provided by the South African Police Service Office of the Provincial Commissioner Northwest, allegedly she went to sleep with Mueletsi still at home. However, the following morning she went to his room and he was nowhere to be found. He allegedly took his clothes and television. At the time of his disappearance, he was wearing a navy blue jersey, brown military trousers, and a pair of brown boots. He is dark in complexion with short hair. Anyone with information regarding his whereabouts can contact the investigating officer, Detective Sergeant Maledi of Bedwang Detectives, on the following cell phone number, 082-642-1941. Anonymous tip-offs can be communicated via the MySAPS app or Crime Stop on 0800-10111. While still sticking to the northwest, where we see gang member accused arrested. In Potchefstroom, Paul Nguzo Ndamoyi, aged 39, was arrested this week in Extension 13, Joubertin location by provincial anti-gang units during an intelligence-driven operation for the alleged murder of Thabo Ntsi, age 43. In a media statement provided by the South African Police Service, Office of the Provincial Commissioner Northwest, it is alleged that earlier in March 2022, Nsi was walking from a tavern accompanied by his friends when he met Ndamoi. The latter allegedly shot Nsi with a rifle and fled from the scene. The victim was rushed to a local hospital where he was declared dead on arrival. During Ndamoi's arrest, his house was searched and a magazine and ammunition were found. Thus, he was further charged for unlawful possession of ammunition. Both the victim and suspects are alleged to be members of the same gang commonly known as Al-Qaeda. Ndamoi appeared before the Klerksdorp Magistrate Court on Wednesday, 11 May 2022, on charges of murder and unlawful possession of ammunition. He was remanded in custody until Wednesday, 18 May 2022, for a formal bail application. And while still sticking to Potchefstroom, on Friday afternoon, 13 May 2022, Pete Plessis police members on patrol noticed a suspicious grey Nissan Bucky. The vehicle was pulled off the road at Pete Bestam or Stella or Pete Plessis crossroad near the high school. Upon searching the vehicle, two calves were found loaded on the back of the Bucky, and the three occupants were arrested after failing to produce a permit, or giving satisfactory reasons for being in possession of the calves. Initial investigations with regard to the brand marks found on the calves by members of the Stock Theft and Endangered Species units identified the owner of the calves residing in GD Lamolomo. The trio are expected to appear before the Ganyesa Magistrate Court on Monday, 16 May 2022, on a charge of stock theft. The Provincial Commissioner of the Northwest, Lieutenant General Selo Kwena, thanked the police officers for their alertness that resulted in the arrest of the suspects. He further thanked the owner for brand marking his livestock, in accordance with the Animal Identification Act 2002, as this assisted the police with the identification of the calves. And in Qebega, canine unit arrests a vehicle of thieves. Not so long after a vehicle was reported stolen on Saturday, 14 May 2022, in Newtown Park, K9 unit members recovered the vehicle in Seddon Road and arrested two suspects. In a media statement provided by the South African Police Service, Office of the Provincial Commissioner, Eastern Cape, it is alleged that on Friday, 13 May 2022, at about 5 p.m., the 67-year-old complainant, parked his vehicle at his premises in Fifth Avenue, and at about 4:45 a.m. in the morning, 14 May 2022, he realized that the vehicle was missing. The vehicle was fitted with a tracker. At about 5:30 a.m., K9 unit members responded to information of the stolen white Mahindra Bucky parked in Seddon Road. The vehicle was found hidden between a building and the railway line. Two suspects, aged 24 and 29 years, were found offloading equipment and tools that were in the back of the Bucky. They were arrested. All the equipment and a variety of tools were recovered. The suspects were detained on a charge of theft of motor vehicle and expected to appear in the Qebega Magistrate Court on Monday, 16 May 2022. The police are urging residents to ensure that their vehicles and property are securely locked when retiring to bed. Valuable property should not be visible in the vehicle, as this attracts criminals. Company vehicles with valuable equipment inside should ensure that their vehicles are parked in locked garages or out of view of the general public, especially when the vehicles are parked overnight and on weekends. And moving swiftly along to Polokwane, where police rescue abducted regional bank manager and arrested two suspects while continuing with the manhunt for remaining suspects. A well-coordinated operation conducted by the SAPS team of investigators, assisted by the tactical response team, together with the hostage negotiators of South African Police Service, led to the rescue of the abducted regional bank risk manager and the arrest of two suspects following a car chase and shootout with the police in Westernburg policing area outside Polokwane on 14 May 2022. In a media statement provided by the South African Police Service Office of the Provincial Commissioner, Limpopo, the 56-year-old bank manager went on a jog in the morning at about 9 a.m. when he was allegedly abducted by suspects not far from his home on the outskirts of the city. The abductors later contacted the relatives of the victim and demanded substantial amounts of money in return for his safe release. The matter is reported to the police and the detectives from the Provincial Investigation Unit, a Crime Intelligence and Organized or Crimes Unit tactical response team, joined by the hostage negotiators, immediately started with investigations and gathered all the information in a bid to rescue the victim. The ransom money was then dropped off at the agreed pickup point. The suspects came driving in two BMW motor vehicles, white and black in color, and immediately fled the scene after picking up the money with the victim still inside one of the vehicles. A high-speed car chase ensued, and the driver of one of the BMWs carrying the abducted victim lost control and swerved into the nearby bushes and came to a halt. Two suspects were ultimately arrested after they apparently got shot. The others managed to flee the scene in the white BMW sedan. The victim was also injured during the shootout incident and was taken to the hospital, where he is in a stable condition. The money was also recovered and the other BMW confiscated. The two suspects, aged 25 and 28, are currently in hospital under heavy police guard, and they will appear before the Polokwane Magistrate Court tomorrow on Monday, 16 May 2022, facing charges of abduction, extortion, and attempted murder. The Provincial Commissioner of Police in Limpopo, Lieutenant General Thembi Hadebe, has lauded the team for their excellent investigative efforts and a well-coordinated operation that led to the rescue of the victim and the arrest of the suspects. We appeal to members of the community to come forward with any information that can assist in the apprehension of the remaining suspects. Anyone with information should contact Lieutenant Colonel Richard Boshamane on 079-894-5501 or the Crime Stop number at 08600-10111 or visit the nearest police station. Police investigations are still continuing. Moving back to the Northern Cape, a plot to murder husband foiled, wife behind bars. In a media statement provided by the South African Police Service Office of the Provincial Commissioner Northern Cape, a joint operation executed by members of the Provincial Organized Crime and Kimberley Crime Intelligence led to the arrest of a 40-year-old woman who allegedly conspired to have her husband murdered. The arrest was effected on Sunday, 15 May 2022, and the Indian Center in Kimberley when the female suspect who allegedly hired hitmen to murder her estranged husband. Following a week-long of intelligence gathering and surveillance, the team executed the arrest with the assistance of agents who posed as hitmen. It's alleged that women wanted the hitmen to kidnap and kill her husband and promised to pay them a substantial amount of payments after the supposed hit. The woman was intercepted and arrested while negotiating with the hitmen. She is expected to appear in the Kimberley Magistrate Court on Monday, 16 May 2022 on a charge of conspiracy to commit murder. And lastly, in Qebega, a 5-year-old boy tragically drowns in pool. The South African Police Service in Swartskop have opened an inquest following the tragic drowning of a 5-year-old boy on Saturday, 14 May 2022. It is alleged that between 4:40 and 5:24 p.m., Ayanda Peter was playing with the ball in their yard in Yale Road in Bluewater Bay, Qebega. At about 24 minutes past five, his 11-year-old sister noticed him lying at the bottom of a pool and dived in to save him. He was already dead. It is further alleged that the child may have went into the pool to fetch his ball when he drowned. Police investigations are continuing. And that is all we have for today. Catch us next time right here on the South African Crime News Podcast. Signing out.